There is a big question in the halakha that needs to be clarified when it comes to building of Sukkot, which most people are now involved in. The days between Yom Kippurim and Haggah Sukkot. They do is they hire someone to help them build the Sukkah, which is fine. Sometimes they hire Goyim. The question is, the Goyim build the entire Sukkah, including the Schach. Another fellow comes home, the Sukkah is done. He wants to know, is this Sukkah Keshera? What's the question? Because he knows that the main part of the Sukkah is the Schach. Because the walls are just to hold the Schach. Sukkah al Shem Schach Nikra. Since the Jew didn't put up the Schach, so he's concerned that this was not done for the sake of the mitzvah. However, one has to be aware what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah that a Sukkah that's built by Goyim is Kishera. Even the Schach. So long as they're building the Schach for the sake of shade. And therefore, if a Goy was hired to build a Sukkah, for sure within 30 days of the holiday, which we understand that they're building it for the holiday of Sukkot, even though they don't know about the mitzvot and anything, but they're building the har. And they're putting the Schach on it to give shade for the people that are underneath it. That Sukkah is indeed Kishera. And that's the opinion of Hacham Avadya. You don't have to go and shake up the Schach. You don't have to do anything. You hired the Goy, especially if you were standing there. You're telling him, yeah, put in the Schach over here. We need it for the shade. And you told him clearly. But even if you didn't do that, the Gemara assumes that when a Goy is building the Sukkah and putting the Schach, he's doing it for the sake of shade, not for the sake of mitzvah. There's nothing for the sake of a mitzvah. It has to be the Shem Tzen. And that Gemara has. And therefore, the Sukkah is permissible. Of course, it's always better to do the mitzvot yourself. It's always better to build the walls yourself, to put the schach on yourself. That's mashma from all the poskim. Rabbi Nuari also is mashma that the Jew builds it himself. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about a case where the Goy built the entire Sukkah, and the fellow wants to know, is my Sukkah kosher? Well, we'll read it in the Yalkut Yosef on page 110 in Sukkot. Sukkah shebanu otam po'alim goyim. Lesodech Yisrael. Why is he building it for the Jew? Samuch la'ag. Keshera. Umenadin. En sodech lechadesh ba'davar. From the law, you don't have to do anything. It's kosher. Kol makom tov lechadesh ba'davar b'schach ubedefanot. You want to be extra careful to move the schach a little, lift it up a tefah and put it down again. You know, maybe add something. Aval enzem me'akev kelam. This is not me'akev the mitzvah at all. Although there were rabbis like Reb Chaim Palachi that argued on this. However, Hacham Avadya in Chazon Avadya on page 56, he has a whole refutation of the opinion of Reb Chaim Palachi, and he says that it's permissible even if the goy did it on his own. And it could be fairly assumed that the non-Jew is building it for the sake of shade, and therefore that's the opinion as well as the Halkat Yoav and the Rahayim in Halakha number 4, that if a non-Jew builds a Sukkah, puts on the Tzchak and it's kosher, it may be used without adding anything. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yitzhak Al-Farsi, as well as the opinion of Harambam in his Halakhot.